she wear, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my star?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my star?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
mine? So fine.
Don't you know that she's
just my star?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my star?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my star?
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. 84-year-old California Democrat Nancy Pelosi is in a hospital overseas. CBS's Stacey Lynn has that developing story.
The former House Speaker suffered an injury on a trip to Luxembourg and has been admitted to a hospital for evaluation. In a statement, her spokesperson said she's currently receiving excellent treatment from doctors and medical professionals.
Pelosi is there with a delegation to mark World War II's Battle of the Bulge. Russia today unleashed what's being called one of the largest air assaults on Ukraine since the invasion began. CBS's Chris Livesay.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says that five of Ukraine's nine nuclear power plants reduced electricity generation due to renewed attacks on energy infrastructure facilities. These strikes are part of Russia's ongoing strategy to cripple Ukraine's energy sector, especially during the cold, freezing winter months.
In Turkey, Secretary of State Blinken is making the case for a non-sectarian interim government in Syria.
There's broad agreement on what we would each like to see going forward, starting with the interim government in Syria, one that is inclusive and non-sectarian, one that protects the rights of minorities and women.
Today, Syrians celebrated the fall of the Assad regime after Friday prayers. Here at home, there's a stepped-up call for action after a string of mysterious drone sightings in parts of three states over several days.
We're calling upon not just the New York City Police Department, but others to get involved, get aggressive, figure out what these things are, and help at least alleviate some of the frustration, anxiety that many people share.
Vito Fisella is the Staten Island borough president in New York. The consulting firm McKinsey has agreed to pay $650 million to settle charges that it collaborated with Purdue Pharma to misbrand opioids. A new Harvard study finds obesity rates in the U.S. fell slightly in 2023 for the first time in a decade. Study author Benjamin Rader says it's partly due to the use of drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy.
We looked at something like 48 million measurements of BMI across a little over 10 years in the U.S. and found that in 2002, we basically experienced a plateau. And then in 2023, we actually experienced a fall where obesity declined.
On a podcast, the woman who accused three Duke University lacrosse players of rape nearly 20 years ago admits she made up the story. Crystal Mangum's story fell apart at the time, and the three players were cleared. Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 32 points. The S&P is down 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. A quick look at headlines we're following today in the newsroom. Well, the accident that happened in Rochester on Wednesday night, where a person was taken to Froedtert Hospital by Flight for Life, still under investigation by the Racine Sheriff's Department. It started out as a minor accident. One of the people involved crossed the street, got hit by a third vehicle. That person stopped and cooperated. Here in Racine, 23 cats were taken from a person's home and taken to the Wisconsin Humane Society Racine campus yesterday. Those cats were in pretty ill health, although most are expected to survive. They'll be looking for foster care and forever homes once the cats are healthy again. Wisconsin's two biggest children's hospitals, American Family Children's Hospital and Children's Wisconsin, forming a new partnership to treat congenital heart disease, the most common birth defect in the U.S. The program kicks off in the state right away in 2025. January is when they'll start things. It should last for 10 years. And after yesterday's brutally cold temperatures, it's time to think about helping the homeless. It's Music for a Cause this weekend at McAuliffe's Pub tonight, Saturday and Sunday. They're hoping to get enough blankets, sleeping bags, and warm clothing to help homeless shelters throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. Also, cash donations being accepted. News at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand whenever you want it. Online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas. The NBA Cup semifinals, game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking, it'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with sports on Mike Clemens.
It's only up from here, with mostly sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the day, into the evening, overnight, and through tomorrow. We'll eventually reach 40 degrees as a system moves in, bringing some rain. But as overnight lows flirt with the freezing mark, it could switch over to a wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Here comes the rest of the story with Paul Harvey in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. As the cartoon show blared from the hotel television, Buddy, age 6, gazed transfixed. His foster mother, Vicky Vosburg, fixing her hair in another room, cheerfully called out to reassure him, "Be done in a minute, dear." There was no answer, for as the cartoon characters danced before Buddy's eyes, an unrelated memory whirled through his brain. Visions and sights and sounds, all recurring precisely as they had happened the day he was abandoned. Nothing of that tragic, life-changing occurrence would he relate to the authorities, for he was discovered starved, mute, glassy-eyed, begging for food and for shelter from anybody who appeared even the slightest sympathetic. It was deduced thus that Buddy had been abducted from his true parents while an infant by someone or someones who, as he grew older, became concerned that their kidnapping would be discovered, so they dropped him someplace populated and fled. And his foster parents deduced something else. At some point, perhaps while wandering hungry, the youngster had been attacked by some kind of an animal, perhaps a dog. Even still, Buddy was terrified of animals. Well, the cartoon show was over now. Another program was on. It was a nature film. And from the other room, Vicky Vosburg heard Buddy crying. She knew in an instant the cartoon animals were gone, replaced by photography of the real thing. She must rush to comfort her little one, for Buddy, criminally victimized by some nameless adult, was scarred for life. Any prospects for what the world calls normalcy were gone forever. And yet, if it were too late for one sad, withdrawn 6-year-old, it was not for countless others. And so, for the cause of heightening public awareness, Buddy, his foster parents by his side, would go on tour, would visit cities far from home to see and be seen, to preach in silence the gospel of loving kindness and an accompanying warning. to would-be kidnappers everywhere. Now we're in Chicago, the Claridge Hotel on North Dearborn, where Buddy and family are staying, welcomes the youngster as a celebrity. It's a lovely hotel suite, large, elegant, so very different from home. Buddy will appear downtown tomorrow morning at 10:30 at a place whose name he does not comprehend. Buddy will be driven through noisy traffic, the like of which he could never have imagined. It is also new, except for the television. The television that Buddy knows, along with each of his favorite shows. Nobody can guess how Buddy will look back on this years hence, or for that matter, whether he will remember it at all, and yet those who meet him and who stare back into those penetrating eyes will surely never forget the significance of his example, that each of us has a place in the world, we in ours, and all of the wonderful wild things in their own, and that is the way it is meant to be. For Buddy was never supposed to be human. Buddy was never supposed to be frightened of wildlife. It just turned out that way. When Buddy burst forth from the stolen egg of an Alaskan bald eagle, visually and forever after identified with people, to Buddy, he is one of us. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, Paul Harvey, vintage stuff. If you love Paul Harvey as much as we do here at WRJN, you can hear him twice every Monday through Friday. First, at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And then again, like you just heard, at 12:05. Again, Monday through Friday on WRJN. All the leaves are bright.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
When the truth is found to be lies, when all the joy within you dies, don't you? Somebody.
I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
This song has got just everything going right about it. The Turtles, Happy Together. It's got great lyrics. It's got great harmony. It's got good guitar work, great drumming. I mean, everything came together in that song for the Turtles. And it's still being used 57 and a half years after it hit number one in the States. That song is still being used today for television commercials. If you watch NFL, you'll see Chevy truck commercials, and they're playing Happy Together under that song, under that commercial. It's just the perfect song. Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics, another one coming up. And high school basketball, tonight, Burlington taking on Union Grove here on WRJN. Check it out. The pregame starts at 6:30, tip-off at 7, again exclusively on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Day number 9 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Give yourself the gift of health this season. Get a head start on your New Year's resolutions with their on-ramp program. A structured blend of fitness, nutrition, and accountability to start your transformation. Experience fun, challenging workouts that will make you feel your best in a new year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ain't no woman like the one I got.
Christmas hits, Christmas classics, and the grown-up gift list, all on WRJN. Time to take a break with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles has the day off. He'll be back on Monday. Here's Chris Morrow on WRJN.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I am Chris Morrow with a look at what's happening today. And looking into the weekend after yesterday's frigid temperatures, it's a good reminder that the homeless need help in Racine and Kenosha counties. And this weekend, it's Music for a Cause in Racine. This annual event in its 18th year is to support local homeless shelters and showcase local artists while doing it. They call it Blank Fest. Runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at McAuliffe's Pub. Organizers are looking for you to get admission by bringing a blank toiletries, sleeping bags, anything that can be used as an entry fee that keeps people warm. You could also just hand over $10 as a donation at the door. Search Blank Fest Wisconsin on Facebook to get more information. The Wisconsin Humane Society taking care of at least 23 cats and kittens that were taken from a Racine home yesterday. The cats all in pretty poor health, although many are going to be put into foster homes initially. The others treated and then eventually find forever homes. They can't do it until the cats are healthy, though, so keep an eye open for the next time you could adopt a cat from the Wisconsin Humane Society. News for both Racine and Kenosha County, a new grant will help stand-in grandparents work in the community. The Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Organization is restarting the Foster Grandparent Program. It didn't get started earlier in the year because of a lack of funding, but now is going to work out. The program matches people over 55 and older with school kids in Kenosha and Racine, where they serve as tutors and mentors. There's more about that program on the Kenosha County website. Along the same lines, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services, specifically the money to help with the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers by expanding the barrier for entry and delivery models for those services. The grant was awarded by the U.S. Department of Education through its 2024 school-based mental health professionals grant program and should last for 5 years. Looking for news? We have it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's only up from here, with mostly sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the day, into the evening, overnight, and through tomorrow. We'll eventually reach 40 degrees as a system moves in, bringing some rain. But as overnight lows flirt with the freezing mark, it could switch over to a wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman
timeless hits, Christmas classics, all on WRJN.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Get down on my knees for you. Oh,
the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
News, timeless hits, Christmas classics too on WRJN. If I could pick my neighbors, I would want these people to live next door. Nicest people in the world, the Cowsills, WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too on WRJN. And cash. Could you use $100? Well, not at this time of the year, of course. But $100 could be yours anyway, whether you need it or not, right? The grown-up gift list has another keyword coming shortly after 1 o'clock today, and you could win $100. Now, before you do that, if you haven't already, download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us or from wrjn.com. And when I give you the word right after 1 o'clock, you'll put it in the appropriate place in your smartphone in the Civic Media app. And you can head to civicmedia.us/contest-terms for full rules for the grown-up gift list text to win contest. WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
At Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits, Christmas songs on WRJN.
You made a fool of me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. Singing, holding my hand just as natural as can be, singing.
up nearly every single day singing.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. New Jersey's governor has made a direct plea to President Biden for federal help in solving the mystery behind a string of drone sightings over several weeks. They've also been seen over parts of Pennsylvania and New York City. Pramod Abchanani is an engineering professor.
A very small number of videos where it's blurry enough, it's not clear enough that it's hard to ascertain whether these are really like small aircrafts that are being piloted by somebody in them, or are these like slightly bigger type drones that are being remotely piloted.
Russia launches a major air attack against Ukraine. CBS's Chris Livesay is at the foreign desk.
This is one of the largest and most intense aerial assaults on Ukraine virtually since Russia's full-scale invasion nearly 3 years ago. Russia, in this